Instagram, do you know justice? Because you look so much better in person.
I have to see what's behind this man.
I wanted to plan a date that's going to be very intimate, but at the same time, sentimental.
Even after 2 years, you're still being very affectionate.
Boy, my son, I've never heard you talk about a girl like that, you know.
You popped the question without a ring.
After all the talking we've done, I'm like, you know what? Make sure I take notes on all these one, yeah. Two dates.
A lot of times I don't even have to say what I want from you. You just read it.
You love hard. And what I mean by this is basically you're a ride or die. Welcome to Dating Flags
by Didi.
And your boy Joe.
Ladies and gentlemen, today is a very, very special episode.
It is.
Because we're going to talk about our love story.
Love.
Let me tell you guys how it all started. I was there sitting and scrolling on the app. I was swiping left, swiping left, swiping left. You know, all those boring guys I didn't want to match with. And then, whoa, all of a sudden, I saw a guy. Not only a guy, but a shirtless guy. A guy with a six-pack.
Wow.
A guy with an eight-pack.
You're doing the most now.
I was like, wait, this is too good to be true. I have to see what's behind this man. Because he can't just offer a six-pack.
Uh-huh.
So I scrolled down to see his other pictures and his description. And I saw his second picture was him in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, wait, what?
Mm-hmm.
In one picture, he has a six-pack. In the other one, he has a suit on. And it's just so contradicting. I was like, wow, I kind of like that. And then the third picture was him being so thoughtful, thinking. I think he's doing something like this. He just seems so understanding.
Mm-hmm.
But what actually really got me to swipe right was his description, which was, I'm romantic, I'm outgoing, I'm passionate, I am hardworking.
Dollar signs.
I really like that. And then the best part, he said, I'm looking for something genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It's very rare to find someone on the app that's actually gonna say, I'm looking for something genuine. Mm-hmm. So I really like that, and that's why I swiped right.
That's right.
Not only did I swipe right, but I did something that not a lot of girls do. I actually initiated the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I put it out there. Hey, let's do a workout together.
And the classic.
Yep. I just wanted to see. Let's see if he's going to respond.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm not his type. So let's see what's going to happen. And then he responded.
No. Let me tell them the story from my side.
Okay.
So guys, there I was on one of those lonely nights after work. You know, you get home. That's really the only time you had to check the app. So I'm there and I'm checking the app. And I got a message earlier on in the day. So I checked it and it said, hey, let's work out. And I'm like, all right, let me see what this girl's about. And I clicked. I'm like, all right, this girl looks very Jamaican because you had the braids, the box braids, and you had a jacket on with the Jamaican colors. So I'm like, all right, this girl's Jamaican. And I'm looking on her profile. And then I skip to the next picture and I'm like, whoa! All right, you just went from looking like a Jamaican Rasta to being a supermodel. Like, it was crazy. So let me tell you about the second picture. No, the second picture was crazy. It was her. You could tell this was like a photo shoot or something too. She was like crawling like this on the beach. And not only was she crawling like a tiger, she had on like a tiger cheetah bikini thing, and I'm like, okay. I'm like, all right, that bitch caught me. But I love that. That was very interesting. And then I scrolled down to look at your description, and you didn't really have much in your description, but you did have a voice message, which was different. And I love that. You had a voice message, and I think you were saying it was something corny. But I love corny. I'm silly. I love corny. So
I was actually trying to be funny and silly. And I said something like, a lot of people think I have an accent, but I don't. And as I was saying that,
yeah,
I made a mistake. So I was laughing.
Yeah.
So it was just
funny. But I really love that, though, because it showed that you were confident in who you were as a person. And you're open to showing your true self as opposed to putting out this facade online. It was just, this is Diana. But the thing that I loved the most was in your first picture, your smile. Oh my God, your smile was so bright. Your smile, it's like you can feel how happy you were in the picture by just looking at it. You could feel it. And that's why I responded and I said,
yeah.
And I said, you're absolutely stunning and you have a breathtaking smile.
That's exactly how you said it.
Because that's how I felt.
Yeah, I still have that message. So yeah.
The other interesting thing is, in the first picture, you had on a jacket, you had boxer briefs, you were just looking very outgoing and fun. Nothing sexual, nothing to modern day society super appealing or superficial. But then in the second picture, it's just looking like a supermodel. And I thought to myself, why didn't she put this picture as the first one? I see what she's doing here. She's not trying to get the wrong attention. So I did love that. Really love that.
That was really important for me to just make sure to not show too much in the first picture.
Mm-hmm.
So here we were on the dating app. We weren't even texting as much because we went right to Instagram.
Yeah, yeah.
And we exchanged our Instagram names and we started texting on Instagram.
Let me just give you the Instagram story, because there I am on the dating app. I'm like, all right, this girl's a little too perfect now. What's your Instagram? Because if you only have two pictures on Instagram, that's certainly a catfish. What's your Instagram?
Mm.
And then she gave me her Instagram and I got to the Instagram and I'm like,
you made sure to not get catfish.
Listen, I got to put you in the dating funnel. That was my idea right there. So went to Instagram and I'm like, all right, let me get ready.
Let me find those red flags now.
I was more like, let me get ready for this first date, because I'm loving what I see right here. Yep. Ooh. Your boy Joe is going to put on the best outfit for the first date, because I'm ready to go.
Guys, and you know what? I was hoping I can find out more on his Instagram profile, and I found out something. All he was doing was work, 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 work. All his stories, his posts consisted out of work. And I love that. Everybody just loves a hardworking man where you just feel like, it just feels good. It just feels good when a man is so hardworking. You can tell he has goals in life. He's taking things serious. And just by him saying he's looking for something genuine, you can also tell a busy guy that works a lot, he doesn't even have the time to play games with you.
That's right. And I remember specifically my description, because, you know, after being on the dating app for some time, you'd meet up with a few people and it's just completely frustrating. So I put my description, I'm not looking for anything surface level. I'm looking to connect deeply. I'm looking for something genuine. That's exactly right. What I said, word for word, verbatim. And it was great to see that we could connect in a very deep, deep way. So let's talk about the first date.
Yep.
Not even.
So, all right. Which was supposed to be our first date.
Supposed to be our first date.
Because he asked me out for a date and we were great. We're going to meet up. We're actually going to go for a walk, right?
In the park, because you said you love park walks.
That's true. So I'm like,
all right, girl, let me take you on the best park walk in your life.
Which never happened, at least not for our first date.
And I wonder why it didn't happen.
Well, so it's because last minute I canceled. Yes, I did. I admit it. The reason being is because, to be honest, when I met Joe on the dating app, before that, I actually didn't go on the app for a while. Because I was like, I'm so tired of dating all these immature men and just always getting disappointed with all these dates and these men. So I was like, let me take a break from that. Let me step back and let me focus on myself. Mm-hmm. So that's what I did. And then when I came back on the dating app, Joe was the first person actually that I swiped right.
That popped out with the 8-pack.
Exactly. Yes, yes. So, and then of course, when you didn't go on a first date for a while, of course you're going to feel kind of nervous mm-hmm. and like, you know, I don't know, should I go or should I not? And then I indeed canceled the date and I told him, yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. I have to work last minute. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. I actually just went to the gym.
Wow. Guys. Yeah. Guys, I'm sure you can see how angry I am. Let me tell you about that cancellation. Mm-hmm. So, I prepared and extensively for that first park walk. I know it's just a park walk, but I'm a man of preparation. Yeah. So I prepared for it. So after we agreed that we're going to go for a park walk tomorrow, I decided to put out my outfit. Us Jamaican people, when we're excited for something the next day, the prior day, we like to prepare our outfit. So I had the shirt right here lined up on the bed, and we put it on the bed too. Shirt on the bed, then the shorts, then the socks, then the shoes, then the jewelry that's going to go on the hands. We got everything lined up. Wait,
I do remember. He even asked me, hey, are you going to go casually or more sporty? And you know, I really liked that. It was like so thoughtful. It actually shows that he was putting so much thoughts into it. Mm-hmm. And he cared about kind of us matching, which us girls, we like when we match.
So there I was putting out all the outfit and ready. So I went to work the next day and I'm at work and, you know, my coworkers are saying, man, you're looking happy today. And I'm like, what are you talking about, man? I'm good. It's a normal day. But the whole time I had a pep in my step. And after work, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go home. I'm going to get ready. My outfit is already lined out on the bed. I'm ready to go. And then I got a message. I'm so sorry. When you see a message starts with, I'm so sorry, don't even forget the whole plans, cancel the whole plans. So, yeah, she canceled. And I'm like, you're going to cancel on me after I took about an hour to pick my park walk outfit. So you know what? You're going to know the Petty Joe. You're going to know Mr. Petty Joe.
He is so petty. Little did I know that he's so petty.
So I responded and I said, yeah, I understand. You know, if you have to go to work, it's understanding totally fine.
Understanding as always, right?
I'm being very understanding, but deep down, I'm like, cancel the damn date on me. What do you mean? And
do you know who I am?
Do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do you know the messages I get? And I'm like, no, it's all right. I'm understanding. Do you know how much people are messaging me? Yes, I'm understanding. Yeah, you have to work. Go work while she's at the gym pumping weights, right? She's at the gym pumping weights. But
focusing on myself.
Focusing on herself.
But actually, right the next day, he actually texted me again.
Because your boy wasn't going to give up.
That's true. That's true.
I saw what I wanted.
Yeah.
It was the hunt.
And that's what I like. You knew what you want from the beginning on. You knew. And I do remember you did tell me that usually this would be a red flag for you.
Immediate red flag and no more communication after that.
And I totally understand. Someone canceling on someone, it is a red flag. Like,
but I do understand from your perspective too. If especially if you had so many bad experiences, you mm-hmm. kind of have this like,
right.
Do I want to do this again? You're kind of nervous about it. You don't want to waste your time. So I do understand. But we set up for this the date after the cancel.
The second first date.
The second first date. And guys, guess what happened on the second first date? Go ahead, say it. I'm like, this is my opportunity.
So
you canceled on me?
He canceled on me
the first time.
He canceled on me, but he didn't canceled on me in the way like I did.
Mm-hmm.
He pretended like he forgot about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Wow. So anyways, I was like, all right, let me actually go on this date with him since he asked for a second time. And I like it showed that he really knows what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
So this time I was like, yep, I'm going on this date with him. Yep, I'm not canceling. So what happens? He's gonna cancel on me. I was like confirming with him on the same day when we were about to go on this date. I texted you and asked you, hey, you know, 7 p.m., right? See you at 7 p.m. And then you were like, oh, this is today? Wait, what? Oh, no. And then what he also did, he was like, oh, no, wait, give me an hour and I'll confirm with you because I might be able to come.
I didn't cancel once.
So I was waiting for an hour for him to, you know, text back. And then there comes a message saying, yeah, I can't make it today. I can't make it today. And I was like, all right, fine. And
and that showed me a lot because we did move over to our third first date, which is
right.
Right. So
this time we said, we're going to commit to this date.
We made it. That was our first commitment. I'm like, yes.
Yes, boss.
Yes, boss. I'll see you on the first date.
Yes.
I won't be late.
We're committing to each other.
For this first date.
Yes.
You won't cancel.
I won't cancel.
We're ready to go.
And you won't cancel.
That's right. So the third date, I said, all right, let's get it together. Let's actually go on a date now.
Yeah. Because
I can't stop thinking about you.
And our actual first date was actually not a park walk, which I'm really happy about, actually.
It wasn't.
Thinking back about it, it's actually nice that all of this happened. I'm sure all of this happened for a reason. Mm-hmm. And we ended up going to a restaurant.
So we went to a restaurant called Mama Sushi.
Mama Sushi.
Mama Sushi.
I love this restaurant till today. Until still.
Best crab cakes. Anyways.
Crab cakes. anyways, so, not about food.
Not about food. So here we are going. So here we are on the actual first date. I'm like, all right, outfit time. So I planned out the outfit. Shirt, pants, shoes, jewelry, outfit is ready to go. I picked out a shirt that I know would hug onto the chest really tight and hug on tight to the biceps. So, you know, I had that going for me. A sharp haircut looking like Blade, ready to go. Fresh from head to toe, your boy Joe was ready.
Oh, he was looking handsome.
So I drove to her house. I picked her up. So I got to the house, parked up, got out of the car. And I'm just there waiting like this. It's the most romantic thing you can imagine. I'm there waiting on her like this. Waiting for my future lady to come outside of that house. I texted, I'm here. And in casual fashion, she's like, yeah, I'm running a little bit late. I'm like, it's fine. It's fine. I'm actually, here waiting.
Actually, I was waiting for you.
Sure. So
I just had you waiting a little bit so it doesn't come off like I'm thirsty. running outside to meet you.
Yeah, I get to go on a date.
Finally.
That's funny.
So let me tell you the way I picked out my outfit. Like every girl, I was putting on one outfit. No. Throwing it away, putting another outfit. Throwing it away. My room looked messy. And I'm not a messy person.
Yeah.
I tried on like 5 different outfits before I found the perfect outfit. And then here I was waiting for you inside, right? Waiting for you to text me, I'm here. And then letting you wait for another 2 minutes. No, I'm joking. And then I came outside and the first thing I noticed was him actually standing outside. He wasn't sitting in the car like every other person would do that, just being inside the car. But he actually came outside and he was leaning on the car. I remember you were leaning on the car and you were just looking at me from far away because as I was coming towards you.
Yeah.
You were looking, you were checking me out. Ooh. From head to toe. Ooh. And I was like, wow, this is such a green flag that he was standing outside and waiting for me. Like the fact that you came outside, this is, like you said, really romantic. And it made me feel special, you know.
And that's what it was about. I told you I saw what I wanted and I wasn't going to lose out on that hunt. I wanted you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to make sure everything is tip top perfect. There she was. She came up and when the first time I saw her, the first thing that went in my head is like, wow, Instagram do you know justice? Because you look so much better in person. That's the first thing that, that's the first thing that came in my mind. But what I really said out loud is like, you look beautiful. I said that. And like a true gentleman, I walked up to the passenger side of the Rolls Royce and I opened up the door.
Rolls Royce?
Yes, Rolls Royce.
You mean the Honda Civic?
Listen, we can lie a little bit. The Rolls Royce.
No, honey, we don't lie. Honda Civic, guys, a broken Honda Civic. Because I didn't feel safe while driving with him in this car.
Listen, I'm a gentleman, but it was a Honda. So opened up the door. She went right in. She sat, slowly shut the door. And we did. There we went driving off to Mama Sushi.
And that's another green flag. He actually went to my side to open the door for me. And this was like really, wow, he's a really true gentleman. And I feel like the description you had in your dating app, it did not lie. This was literally you. Like the way you described yourself in the dating app, this was you in real life. And I really love that because we all know that people like to lie on dating apps.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And I wanted it to be like that because I wanted it to be a true reflection of what the date and who I am as a person would be, right? When we meet up. I wanted it to be like that. I didn't want it to be nothing else. Cause as I said, I was looking to connect deeply. And in order for me to connect deeply, I have to be myself.
Yeah.
So you have to see the true Joe, which is a clown. Mm-hmm. And we learned that on our way to Mama Sushi. Like,
right.
We were just like talking.
There was not even a second, not even a moment of awkwardness.
None.
We were just connecting from the beginning on. And it was just so great. We came to the restaurant, we sat down, we were talking. He got me to open up where I was talking about things I've never spoken about before.
Yeah, and it was the same for me. Because, you know, normally when you go on dates, and a lot of women do this, and I don't mean to generalize, but they like to talk about themselves and they ask very little thing about the guy. Right. Most of the times they make it seem like, all right, you're going on this date to make her feel good, but you had a genuine interest to get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
And I really love that. So we both had this genuine interest to get to know each other. And that was phenomenal. We just kept talking. We had a lot in common. And I saw some things that I wanted to address. Right. So I have this five core value thing I always do when I was looking for something serious during that period. I said, the attraction has to be there. We have to have obsessive attractiveness towards each other, not just one way. The next thing I said, finances, we have to be compatible with that in terms of maybe you're not a spender, maybe I'm a spender. I wanted to make sure that we're the same. The other one was family. You have the same family goals I have. The other one was conflict resolution, which is a big one. Conflict resolution is a big one. Basically, how we will solve problems together. And the last one was
lifestyle.
Yes, we had similar lifestyle,
which we obviously had because we both like to go to the gym together. We basically have literally all the same interests.
Exactly.
We love traveling, hiking, going on walks.
Yeah, yeah. And we love talking to each other.
Yeah, talking.
And
I think there was like 3 months we didn't even get to watch a movie.
There was no Netflix involved.
Yeah.
None.
For the first 3 months.
Yeah, which is ridiculous to think about.
That shows how much we were like so much into each other.
And we were seeing each other like 3 to 4 times a week.
Right. That's true. Even on our sleepovers, we didn't even turn on the TV.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
It is. It certainly is.
What were we doing?
What were we doing?
Just talking.
Like, what's good? Yeah, what were we doing?
Crazy.
But yes, those are 5 things I always use to evaluate what are the chances of this being a successful relationship. And I felt like we were compatible in all of those. So that was great. So it was a good first date.
It was a really, really good date. And I remember I was driving home, already called my friend because I couldn't wait to get home. So I call her on my way home and I was like, this date was so great. I'm still in disbelief. I've never had such a good date. And do you remember, I told her, do you remember when I was so worried about going on this first date with him? I wasn't sure, should I go, should I not go? But I was like, I do not regret it. And I hope that this is it. I hope that this is it. And I felt that. It's like, I felt that there is a connection, a mm-hmm. genuine connection.
There's a deep connection that was established.
Yeah. And we knew what we want.
Yeah.
But mm-hmm. obviously, I didn't show that immediately. But I was like, let me, you know, I don't want to be too excited for things. So let me like calm down, Diana. Calm down. Like relax, you know.
All right. So guys, we have to take this moment to give Joe 10 points. You know, because Joe did a good job on the first date. Yeah.
Yes. All right. All right.
Here. But it's interesting here. That she... Yes, give it to me. Give it to me. Okay. Anyways, so guys, it's interesting that she said that the first date was so good because I left the first date feeling like, wow, I've never talked this much on a date. I felt so connected to her. And I'm like, am I even her type? That's what I said to myself because... she controlled herself so much where she wasn't really showing too much of the excitement that she's expressing right now, which is understandable. It's like you emotionally detached and you were waiting for me to make you emotionally invest in our interaction.
I did. And let me tell you a secret. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you a secret.
I'm listening.
So what we girls do is we pretend like we're very like serious. We do show interest, but not too much. We have you wonder, am I her type? But then when we go home, we're like, oh my God, let me tell you, he's so perfect. He's handsome. Oh my God, this was the best date ever. But then when we talk to you, we're like, yeah, I like that. Yes. Okay, and goodbye.
And that's exactly what was happening. And she called her friend and I called someone else. I bet
who
you guys.
You call?
I bet they can't guess who I called.
Call?
I'm going to call my mama. Because I'm a mama's boy. And I do not care. If I'm going
to call my
mama. No. Listen, I was in the market for a serious relationship. So I'll tell my mom about this. But if it's anything else, it's like, yeah, I'm not telling my mom. Like this.
So you're not gonna tell her about anybody?
No.
Oh,
that's my mom.
Wow,
that's so mama. So
I feel very honored. You know,
you should, because that's a big deal. So I call my mom and say, "Mommy, boy, mommy, me just go on a date with that girl, you see, man." She's like, "Talk to me, my son. Talk to me." I'll do the English translation soon. Talk to me, my son. Talk to me. Say, yeah, man, mommy, the girl look good in the moon, but not only the girl look good, she have a head on her body, you know, man. Me and the girl could attack. Basically, I'm saying, mom, I went on a date with a beautiful girl. She has her head on her body. She's amazing. The date was amazing. It's great. I'm looking forward to seeing her again. And then my mom say, boy, my son, I've never hear you talk about a girl like that, you know. Which basically is, I've never heard you talk about a girl like that before, so this is different. I hope it work out, you know, but don't mad yourself. I'm like, mommy, what do you mean, mommy? Come on, mommy. You know, no, mommy, no. But yes, I told my mom everything.
I love it. Yeah,
but that's me. Listen, I'm not scared to admit I'm a mama's boy.
So... yeah, and then our second date,
the
right? The second date was very spontaneous.
It was.
And I love that. It was completely different than the first one.
Mm-hmm.
It was spontaneous. We were dressed sporty.
Mm-hmm.
We went for a walk this time.
Finally, the park walk.
Finally. And then we actually went to eat again, but spontaneously. We didn't even plan that.
So there I was waiting on her to get out of the car for the second date, because we both parked by the park. And when you got out, I'm like, whoa, I just love the way this girl changes it up. The first date, you look like a...
Tell me more.
The first date, you look like an elegant goddess. The way... And you just sprinkled a little... some teas all over your outfit for the first date. Because obviously you had on some clothes. It looked good, but you hide a lot. But showed some to create that, you know, that, which is cool. And I love that. Elegant, classy.
I put on a little jacket on top of my, like always, every girl almost wears a crop top and then, you know, some tight leggings. And then on top of that, I put on like a jacket that's covering my back parts, you know, just for, because you don't want to reveal too much on a first date. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. I would just advise you guys to just, you know, not show all of it on the first date.
And the second date, she just looked like a full-on track star. I love, she looks so athletic that second date. I love them, like, wow, I really love the way she changed it up. It's obvious she works out. I love that.
So the second date was actually, obviously, I already liked you a lot after the first date.
And that I didn't know, but carry on.
But yeah, I didn't want to show it too much. On a second date, that's when I realized it has a big potential to be a great relationship. Mm-hmm. And it was just that, even though it was just a walk, it was actually so much more. Obviously, we were talking so much, mm-hmm. like always, and we were just connecting so much deeper.
Yeah.
I would like to describe the second date that it was more like a deeper connection there.
Yeah. It was the date for the deep connecting.
We were walking, we were talking, we were connecting, we asked each other questions just so we know what we want. And then in the middle of the walk, we sat down for a little bit, we got a little closer, mm-hmm. he got a little touchy, mm-hmm. not too touchy, mm-hmm. not too pushy, mm-hmm. not at all. But he was like, he put his hand on my arm, mm-hmm. very tender. Mm-hmm. And I like that, you know, like he was, you could tell he didn't want to do too much, but he was slowly testing it out, how far he can go.
And I love that.
You could tell he was very affectionate. And this mm-hmm. was something, this was a big thing for me.
Yeah. For me too, the second date was amazing. I feel like that's where we both kind of said, all right, this is good. This is really, really good. And it was great for me because I asked a lot of questions because it was important to know.
Oh, man, I felt like I'm getting interviewed.
I was like a drill sergeant.
Yeah, this time you were a drill sergeant.
Yeah, but it was just important to me to connect because if I want to build something for the future, I want to know that I can really talk to this person and it won't just be surface level conversation. Like, what's the potential for 5 years, 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on these things? How do you think? What are your perspective on this? I wanted to see if we're compatible with a lot of different things. And we got there. And most importantly, we laughed so much. We laughed so much and we had so much fun.
We had the same humor.
Yeah. So the thing that stood out to me on the first two dates so far, Mama Sushi and the park walk, was it's like when I was with you, I saw no one else. It's like you completely captivated my attention.
Mm.
It's like no one else in the world exists. And I loved being in that space. So I was craving to see you every day. Every second I wanted to talk to you. I couldn't wait. I was very busy. So I couldn't wait till I get to the end of the day where I could just get to talk to Diana or I get to see Diana, you know. So that stood out a lot.
That is really true. And I do remember, actually, this was a big thing for me. I was like, wow, he's so busy. And while he's busy during the day, I know he doesn't have much time to text or call me, but he's just randomly going to text me a message saying, hey, it's a busy day, but I'm thinking about you. I can't stop thinking about you. And this is something, guys, when you have a guy that's busy and texting you, hey, just so you know, I have a really busy day, mm-hmm. but I can't stop thinking about you. This is all you need.
Yeah.
This is all we need to hear so that we're good. And it's like, it's such a green flag and you want to make sure you look out for these things. If he's busy and he's saying, oh, I can't talk. All right, we understand you're busy, but you can take out 1 minute during 10 hours of a day and text her, let her know that you're busy.
Of course, if you really care, you make time for something.
And you really made me feel special. You really made me feel special. Like, even though you were busy, you always show that you're so interested and you're so hungry for me. You want to see me. The second you got free time, all you wanted to do is see me.
Of course.
And you really showed that. And I could tell.
Of course, the five values never lied. Yeah. And once I saw that we're compatible with the five values, I said, this is my woman. Mm. That's what I said.
This is my woman. I'm your woman.
You're such an idiot. All right. On to the third date. So, yes. Your boy Joe has been doing a good job thus far planning the first date, and here I am planning the third date. The second date was spontaneous. So, Diana is a Balkan woman.
Mm.
So, she has Serbian background. I wanted to plan a date that's going to be, you know, very intimate, but at the same time, sentimental, where she can have some feeling of home.
Mm.
So we went to a restaurant called Dubrovnik. And it's a great restaurant. They have food that's close to her culture, which was really, really good. The second she saw it and walked in, she was like, oh my God. So
I was like, wow, this is so thoughtful. Because I remember I was mentioning that I'm kind of craving my food.
Mm-hmm.
And you took notes. You actually took notes. Well, you took notes in your head.
Well, listen, after all the talking we've done, I'm like, you know what? Make sure I take notes on all these one, yeah. Two dates. Yeah.
I'm even surprised you took notes without actually taking notes. Because we spoke so much.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, wow. And then again, this is a green flag again. Him taking notes of your interests and then making something out of it on the next date.
Mm-hmm.
How cool and nice is that? This again made me feel really special.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
And of course, the third date was great, like all the other ones. And
that was the date where I know, yep, this is my woman without a doubt. and yeah, soon after the third date, we got into a relationship. I popped the question.
Yeah. Yep, you popped the question.
The question.
Do you want to be my girlfriend without a ring?
Wow, that's funny. But
here we are. Almost 2 years?
Yes,
later?
Almost 2 years. Yeah. Almost 2 years. Almost 2 years. It feels so much longer, though.
It does.
It does. It feels, because I feel like we know each other so much that I feel like I've known you my whole life.
I do feel so, too, because I feel like we, actually, in those almost two years, what is it called?
Been through a lot?
Yeah. In those 2 years, almost 2 years, we've been through it so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just made us stronger.
It has. A lot of positives too, because I feel like the five...
Only positives? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you trying to tell people that we're not perfect? Of course we're perfect. We're a perfect couple. If you thought there is no perfect couple, look at me, look at him, look at us. We're perfect. Perfect couple.
Guys, let me tell you.
Only positives. Right?
Just so you guys know, that is a joke. Every other couple, we have issues. But right. Remember, one of the five values I mentioned was conflict resolution. Whenever we have any issue at all, we just go to our understanding table and we solve the problem, mm-hmm. and we move on and keep loving each other.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to say they're so cheesy. Come on, baby. You can't be doing these girl things.
You have to get used to that. Hey, you have to do it more gentle.
You can't be doing this on a podcast.
Make it more gentle.
You're making me look.
We're gonna do it as long as we're gonna do it until you do it gentle.
All right, let's.
Wow. Okay, guys, let me tell you our secret. What helped us a lot to connect more is those intimacy cards.
Mm-hmm.
I love playing those. And we have them from Amazon. It's not sponsored. It's just a recommendation. And we're going to play it with you guys now so you see what is it like. Also, we have the link down below in the description if you want to have a look and maybe also order that. You can literally play it when you date someone. You can play it if you're in a relationship.
That's right.
You can use it at any time.
It's great, especially when you're at the verge of getting into a relationship. It really helps you to connect because there's questions in there that you haven't even thought about. So
yeah,
it really gets you to open up and connect. At first, I was a little like, relationship cards. And then I'm like, damn, babe, and let's play the cards.
I was like, babe, we need to play this game. We need to play these cards. Look, I found these cards on Amazon and I want to play them with you. They're intimacy cards. So we just grab one, we read the question and we answer them. Yeah.
And then
that's going to help us connect more.
And then I'm like, I don't need no cards to connect. And then after like two questions out of the cards, I'm like, babe, let's do the cards today.
Oh, you loved it. Okay, I'm going to pick the first card. And it says, what do you think are my best qualities?
All right, guys, this is a long list, but I will shorten it to three. So quality number one. You're such a nurturer. Mm-hmm. You really have this thing to really take care of the people you love. And I've seen it the way you are with your family, the way you are with me, the way you are with our house. You are such a nurturer. And I love that so much. It tells me that you're going to be a phenomenal mom. So that's a great quality.
Thank you.
Yes. the next one is you love hard. You love hard. And what I mean by this is basically you're a ride or die.
It's the first time you're telling me that.
Yeah, you love really hard. Once you're in it, you're just all in. And I love that about you. There's no turning back. There's no second guessing anything. You're just all in and you give nothing but 100%. And the third quality I love a lot is your commitment to improving. You're committed, your level of commitment to improving yourself and our relationship is very shocking. It's not something I'm used to and I appreciate it so much. You'll do anything to make sure our relationship is better and I'll do the same obviously, but I love that from you. You put a lot of effort into making sure that you're improving with yourself and you know our relationship as well. So I say those three qualities.
I appreciate it.
What are three qualities you admire about me?
Three qualities about you that I admire. Number one, and that one, just I immediately thought of that. Your skill to read people and situations. The way you can read people and situations is crazy. I'm trying so hard. I'm not even close to your skill. I just love that about you because you always immediately know what's going on. Wherever we are, I always feel like, yeah, I can rely on him. I can trust you. Yeah, I don't, you know what? I'm with Joe. I don't even have to bring my brain with me. I don't have to think about anything else. Yeah, la-di-da-di-da. And then Joe is over here like analyzing everything. And he's like,
that's funny.
That's crazy. It's crazy how you can, and by you reading people so good, that obviously means you read me so well. So a lot of times I don't even have to say what I want from you. You just read it. Wow. It's crazy. I've never seen this skill on anybody else in that like extreme way that you have.
Wow.
So I love that about you.
Oh, thank you, babe.
I love that. And that makes me trust you a lot because I'm like, yeah, this is Javon. This is Joe. He knows what he's doing. Mm-hmm. He obviously read the situation. Mm-hmm. He read the person. He's not getting fooled by nobody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm.
The second quality is you're 100% or you're zero. you're all in or not at all.
Which is the same like you. It's so interesting.
Right. And this is in with everything, not just relationship, but even with business or with hobbies or with something new that you want to start. Once you want something, you're all in, you give it your 100%, even more than 100, and you're like, you dive in and you do everything that needs to be done in order to get what you want.
Mm. Mm.
And the third one is your affection.
Mm.
Even after 2 years, you're still being very affectionate. You still make sure to make me feel loved like the first day. And it happens a lot where some couples, after a while, it fades away. And what you're really good at is to remind yourself of the good things. Remind yourself what you have.
Yeah.
And you just show love and affection. And I love that about you.
Thank you, baby girl. That last one is very important because a lot of the times we forget to realize what we have. Mm-hmm. And not remember those lonely days you were in your bed by yourself scrolling right. on a dating app. So when you do get someone, you have to constantly bring yourself to that place where, all right, maybe the relationship is not going the best, but it's certainly better than being by myself. You know, so when you have someone, you always try to pick out the positives and focus on that. So if you started with affection, stay with affection, you know, and that's just who I am. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, guys, for watching.
Yes, thank you for watching. Let us know what you think about our stories.
Yep. And don't forget to comment, to like, to share, and to subscribe.
Yes, please do subscribe. And if you use these intimacy relationship cards, let us know if you love them or not. Let us know.
And again, it's not sponsored, so it's just a recommendation from us to you guys.
That's right. You saw how those questions got us to open up, so.
Yeah, that actually gets us to connect more.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.